Hi everyone, this is Dr. Kara Goodwin and welcome to the Parenting Translator newsletter. This week's newsletter is all about how to handle ungrateful children and the research behind what is commonly called bratty or even spoiled behavior. So as many of us are spending increased time with extended family members over the holidays, we may be feeling dread or stress about our children showing a lack of gratitude, or as some of our older relatives may call it, bratty or spoiled behavior. For some reason, our children being ungrateful towards others, particularly older relatives, seems to be worse than when they are ungrateful with us in the comfort of our own home. So for example, my children occasionally refer to the meals I make for them as disgusting or gross. And it really, at this point, rarely fazes me. But if they did this to someone else, like an older relative, I would be mortified. So it's often situations like this that make us wonder whether we are raising spoiled brats, even though we might hate that term, and feel desperate for a way to prevent this behavior. So let's dig into the research. Why is ungrateful behavior so common in young children, and how do we as parents respond to ungrateful behavior in a way that discourages it in the future? So first, what is ungrateful behavior? So according to a focus group of parents, ungrateful behavior can include things like failing to say thank you, assuming somebody else will do something for you, or failing to consider others in your actions. So this can be like making a mess and just assuming somebody else will clean it up. Another one would be demanding something or not wanting what is offered. So a typical situation with young children is throwing a tantrum when they don't get something they want. Finally, ungrateful behavior can be a misplaced feeling of deprivation. So we often hear this from our kids, which is things like claiming that other kids have more toys than them, or, you know, so-and-so is doing all this fun stuff and we don't ever get to do fun things. So these behaviors, these ungrateful behaviors often occur at times when the child could have been grateful. So they not only represent ingratitude, but they often, can represent missed opportunities for gratitude. So what does the research find about ungrateful behavior? Why is it so common? So research suggests that children may not fully understand gratitude until around 7 to 10 years. There's a great cross-cultural research study that looks at gratitude across several different countries and finds that children's understanding of gratitude really continues to develop and become more complex throughout the teenage years. So they're still developing the true understanding of gratitude up until their teenage years. Young children are also less likely to express gratitude to others. So for example, there was one really interesting study that looked at whether children say thank you after trick-or-treating, which is a common experience that parents have. So in this study, they found that only 21% of children 6 years and younger said thank you during trick-or-treating, while 88% of children 11 years and older did. So this is really developing over the course of middle childhood. So this developmental timeline really suggests that ungrateful behavior does not always reflect true ingratitude. So there's research showing that ungrateful behavior in young children is often related to a lack of skills or sometimes just forgetting to express gratitude. But in terms of lack of skills, young children are often ungrateful because they don't understand this concept called theory of mind. So theory of mind is the understanding that other people have thoughts and feelings that are separate from yours. So for example, if you don't understand that your grandmother bought a gift because they thought you would like it, even though you don't actually like it, then it would be difficult to feel or express gratitude in any way. Also, young children are also still developing their emotional understanding. So they may not understand why it might hurt somebody's feelings, in a situation like when you leave work early to pick them up and they get in the car and the first thing they say to you is, I wish daddy had picked me up instead of you. You know, that hurts. But they may not understand why it hurts. So translation, ungrateful behavior is normal and expected in young children. So try to remember that your child's ability to feel and express gratitude may still be developing An ungrateful behavior doesn't necessarily mean they are spoiled brats, despite what your older relatives may say. So how do we respond to ingratitude? What do we do? So even knowing that ingratitude is typical of young children, it's very common for parents to feel unclear about how to respond. So there's a really interesting study on this, and they found that parents tend to respond to ingratitude in 6 ways. So 1, self-blame. So wondering, what did you do to raise such an ungrateful child? 2, what the researchers called let it be, which is really not doing anything and kind of hoping that eventually they'll develop gratitude. 3, distress, feeling upset that your child is not more grateful. 4, punishing your child. So giving a consequence like taking away a toy or even, you know, a more harsh punishment like spanking your child when they show ungrateful behavior. 5, giving in. So this would be something like purchasing a toy that they're whining for, you know, just giving in to the ungrateful behavior. And finally, what they call instruction, which is just, you know, in the moment of ingratitude, talking to your child about the importance of gratitude. So this is what the researchers found. They found that parents who tended to punish their children for ingratitude were more likely to report that their children were grateful 3 years later. But the children themselves did not report themselves as grateful. So in other words, children who were punished may be more likely to show gratitude, but they may not actually experience the feeling themselves. So in practice, this might look like a child who says thank you because of fear of punishment, not because of true gratitude. Punishment after ingratitude is also associated with more symptoms of depression and anxiety 3 years later. So there are potential mental health outcomes, but these may also be related to an overall parenting style involving more harsh punishments rather than punishment after ingratitude specifically. This study also found that parents who were more likely to be distressed over ingratitude were less likely to report their children were grateful 3 years later, but their children were more likely to describe themselves as grateful. This finding is a little difficult to interpret, but I think it suggests that the children may be able to sense that gratitude matters to their parents, even when they're not punishing them or lecturing them, and they eventually develop true feelings of gratitude later. Finally, the parents who gave instruction after ingratitude, so teaching their children about gratitude in the moment of ingratitude, were more likely to describe their children as grateful, and these were marginally significant results. But it didn't seem to impact the child's report of gratitude. In other words, they seem to be more grateful to their parents, but they might not actually feel gratitude themselves. And giving in to gratitude, self-blame, ignoring gratitude did not seem to have a significant impact on either the child or the parent's report of gratitude. So what does this all mean? Based on this research and our broader understanding of child psychology and the research we have out there on child psychology, parents may want to consider the following when responding to their children's ingratitude. So first, trying to avoid punishing ingratitude. So for example, don't take away a toy if your child complains about having enough toys, or take away dessert because they didn't say thank you. Although punishment might make your child show outward signs of gratitude, it's not associated with the child experience more feelings of genuine gratitude, and it is associated with increased risk of symptoms of anxiety and depression. So that's probably something you want to avoid. Also try to avoid giving in to demands when your child shows ingratitude. For example, don't buy them more toys when they complain about not having enough. Don't make them a special meal when they complain about dinner. This rewards their ingratitude. So we want to be careful about that. Avoid blaming yourself for your child's ingratitude. Self-blame will likely not increase your child's gratitude. And it's really important to remember that your child acting this way doesn't mean you did anything wrong as a parent. Ingratitude is developmentally appropriate for young children, and we all gain gratitude and appreciation with age. Avoid teaching about gratitude in a moment of ingratitude. So research suggests that instructing children about gratitude in response to ingratitude may help them to show outward signs of gratitude, but they may not actually generate real feelings of gratitude. However, research does suggest that teaching children about gratitude more generally outside of that moment of ingratitude can increase gratitude. So it might be best to save those teaching moments for moments of calm when your child isn't acting ungrateful. Allow yourself to be distressed about your child's ingratitude. It is normal and expected that your child's ungratitude might make you feel sad, frustrated, or upset. And you can experience those feelings without blaming yourself or punishing or lecturing your child. Okay, finally, focus on gratitude rather than ungratitude. More broadly in child psychology, we always suggest focusing on the positive behaviors rather than the negative behaviors. That's just a more effective approach. So this study found that most parent reactions to ingratitude did not seem to alter the child's experience of gratitude. But another line of research finds that when parents teach children about gratitude and model gratitude, children may actually experience more gratitude. Therefore, as in other realms of parenting, it may be more important to focus on your child's positive behaviors, gratitude in this case, rather than their negative behaviors, which would be ingratitude in this case. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Parenting Translator newsletter, and tune in next week for another top research-based topic. And thank you to Dr. Emily Edlin, who served as the expert reviewer on this newsletter.
Parenting Translator is a nonprofit organization, so all of these podcasts and the information they provide are given to you for free. If you would like to support our work, please subscribe to this podcast and rate and review it. Thank you so much.